This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. And I have in my studio today, I can't believe I said that, in our studio here at Cambridge 105 Radio, I have Gemma Burley from Cambridge Sustainable Food. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure. Talking about your new scheme at the moment, or your new project called Taste Not Waste. Tell us a bit about this.
Yeah, great. So Taste Not Waste is a food waste measurement and reduction project. So what does that mean? This is all about helping business to reduce food waste. We know that in the UK, the hospitality sector wastes around 1 million tonnes of food a year, which is pretty huge. And actually about 3/4 of that 1 million tonnes is still edible. So that's equivalent to about 1 in 6 meals that are served in restaurants, cafes around the country being thrown in the bin.
Oh, so, Gemma, that's a shocker.
I know, it's huge, isn't it? Yeah, it's very surprising. So we know that obviously that represents a loss of resources. So all the water and the land and the fertiliser that's gone into growing vegetables, you know, producing the meat that you're eating, all that's being lost if it's just being thrown in the bin and not eaten. And we also know it's being, you know, good food being diverted away from people that might need it. And it contributes to climate change. Food waste also produces emissions which contribute to climate change. And also it, you know, it wastes money for businesses. So
it's a big circle here, isn't
it?
It's a little circle going around. It's affecting
That's
everybody.
It.
Now, at the moment, we are just talking about businesses, but I was going to ask you how it's affecting the employees in the business. Are they? Hold on, let's just go back a bit. So, why did you decide this was that you wanted to do? When did you decide you wanted to do this?
So, our project's been going for around a year now. Mm. We have always done work with businesses and householders and residents as well in Cambridge on food waste. And it's something that we wanted to develop more because we knew there was quite a lot of opportunity there. And obviously, that statistic of 1 in 6 meals going in the bin is quite staggering. So we knew that there was interest and we knew that we could potentially make quite a big difference through working with business.
And is it unique in Cambridge, this scheme? Is other people doing it around the UK?
There are different varieties of a similar kind of scheme. So we're working with RAP, which is a large organisation that are experts on waste, and they help different teams, different businesses around the country to do a similar thing. So Taste Not Waste is Cambridge's scheme, but there are similar ones around the country because there's lots of work to do. So it's great that there's more going on.
And how much welcome, has there been any resistance to businesses taking up on this particular scheme?
I think people are really interested. So Good. We've got quite a few businesses we're working with at the moment. We've got Smokeworks, Millworks, Cambridge Cookery School, The Edge Cafe, Tickle Arms, Selwyn College, a few others as well, and hopefully some more to come if people are interested in contacting us. So we've had a really good response and people are really starting to see the benefit, businesses are really starting to see the benefit of this scheme.
Well, that's a good point, isn't it? So the benefits for the businesses, what would be the most important thing? Because we want to get that across. You're looking for more businesses, aren't you, to get on board, which is important.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
So key benefits of businesses, I would say, are going to be high profits. So if you're reducing the amount of food you're throwing away, you're going to be reducing how much you're spending on ingredients. You're also going to be reducing how much you're spending on waste disposal. We also know that customers are increasingly interested in eco-conscious businesses, food outlets. They're more interested in where their food's coming from, where it's going after they finish with it. So we know that actually there's potentially a lot to be gained in terms of customer numbers and, you know, lots of new PR opportunities. This is a really great message to talk about with your customers and more widely about what you're doing for environmental responsibility. So lots of good wins there, I would say.
I was talking earlier about my food wastage in my fridge. I'm not very good at it. And I suppose in many ways, if you are with a business that's having this project implemented, the employees must be learning quite a bit too.
I think so. I think it becomes just a way of operating. So it's whether you're at home or you're at work, you're thinking, oh, hang on, can I use up that leftover bit of cheese languishing at the back of my fridge, you know, rather than chucking it away. So it becomes part of you, I think.
So getting into the nitty-gritty, how does it work in a business? How do you implement this? How do you get in there and start searching
saving the
fridges?
Yeah.
Well, into a business, if you're going into a business, what do you actually do?
So it's a really straightforward process. So basically we work with the front of house team and the back of house team, so the guys in the kitchens, and we set up 3 different bins, basically, glamorous as it sounds. So we have a bin for food that's been boiled, so food that's gone off or out of date. So over the course of 3 days, we'll ask restaurants or cafes to put their spoilage waste into one bin and to measure it, to weigh it at the end of each day and write those numbers down. We'll then ask them also to separate out all their kitchen preparation waste. All the food from offcuts of meat, kind of veg peelings, things like that, will go in another bin, kitchen prep bin. And the last bin is the plate waste bin, so anything that comes back from your customers' plates. So restaurants, cafes, people taking part will weigh each bin at the end of each day for 3 days, write down the number of meals they've served, and then they'll send me the results. I'll do some spreadsheet magic. And basically then we can start to look at, okay, where are the kind of key areas for improvement here? What's going really well? Where could we improve things further? It might be that your plate waste is really high. So then we would work with a business to say, okay, is there anything we can do around portion sizing, takeaway boxes, for example? So it's that kind of process. So it's a very kind of informal, straightforward process that's kind of... Yeah, it's quite good fun and it's really interesting as well.
Any surprises? Any surprises? Were you surprised by any particular... No names, no companies, we don't need to do that. But anything that surprised you in a good way? You're thinking, actually, they have taken on board those things before we even got there.
There's a lot of good stuff, good practice that's coming out of all the conversations I'm having with business. So there's quite a few people out there that are already doing great things that we didn't even know about. So there's some really cool little tools that chefs can use. Chef's Eye, for example, is a tool you can purchase to measure and help you manage your food waste. There's also another free one called Wise Up on Waste. So there's some really good practice already. People like Nana Mexico are really, really low on waste. Cambridge Cookery School, as a result of going through our programme, we were able to... nominate them as the city's first zero food waste cafe.
Fantastic.
Because their food waste is so tiny.
Wow.
And they're actually taking in food from their suppliers that's past its best, that's still lovely, but, you know, maybe slightly squidgy tomatoes, to make food for Jimmy's night shelter. So they're really just going above and beyond.
And what about to ask the individuals? Can you give us some tips? I mean, we're talking to me here. I'm exposing myself here too. Feeling pretty... awful about my fridge and the wastage. But sell by dates, do you believe in sell by dates?
I think it's something that's coming more and more into the public eye. So I think really if it's there's a lot of supermarkets that are now removing use by dates or sell by dates on fruit and veg, because, you know, you can kind of tell if a banana's gone past the point of no return. There's, you know, minimal risk there. So they're actually trying to encourage people to just use things, or, you know, if you've got leftover fruit and it's a bit squidgy, kind of cooking up, stewing it, whatever it might be. When it comes to meat and dairy, fish is a bit different. Obviously, I'd say, you know, kind of stick to the sell by dates. Generally, the sniff test tends to work. If something smells okay, it normally is okay. But yeah, I don't want to be giving concerning advice. That's what I do in my house anyway, is the sniff test. But there's loads of things you can do, obviously, with thinking about making things in bulk and freezing things, so that if you've got some leftovers, you can whip them up into something. Even if you don't want to eat it now, putting it in the freezer. Thinking about how you're buying, how you're planning your meals for your week, so that hopefully you're not buying too much food that might end up going off. And if you do find that you've got some leftovers that you're not going to eat, or maybe you don't know what to do with, there are ways of getting it to people that need it. So the first community fridge in Cambridge is at the Edge Cafe on Mill Road. It's free to donate and to take and to add things to. So if you've got some leftover, I don't know, apples that you don't want, you can stick them in the fridge and someone will come along and take them that might need them.
That's
so
really,
it's a nice way of
getting
rid of things you might not eat.
Yeah. And do you think that when you go into a restaurant, do you think that they are highlighting this? They're having a sign saying, we are doing minimum zero waste. Do you think that's happening? Are making clients aware of this? Eaters.
I think it's moving forward. So there is some good practice around. And I think as part of this programme, we're encouraging people to actually promote their food waste policies and what they're doing around recycling as well. And to tell customers what they're doing. So Smokeworks have been pretty great at communicating what they're up to in terms of looking at portion control and getting feedback from customers as well.
That's a good idea. So once again, you're looking for more businesses. How
yes.
do we get in contact with you?
So you can visit our website, which is cambridgesustainablefood.org. All the information around the Taste Not Waste program is on there under the business button, and you can also contact us through the website to find out more about the program and potentially about getting involved.
Gemma, thank you so much indeed. Gemma Burley.
Thanks, Susie.
Cambridge Sustainable Food coming in to tell us all about the new Taste Not Waste program, helping businesses and restaurants around Cambridge. Thank you very much.